The Wheelers have been preparing to get back at the hardwood as they have been getting in shape over the last few days as they prepare for their January opener against IKM Manning on Friday. Until then, Audubon will be working on multiple practice drills to prepare for their upcoming contest.
Well, last week we had a lot of shooting stuff going on, a lot of conditioning to get us back in shape. We took 5 days off. So last week we did quite a bit of that and then our normal practices. And then we took a couple days off because we actually don't play till Friday. So we're back at it today and kind of get back in normal groove today.
Over the course of the break, the Wheelers were missing a few players due to FFA, among other events. This week will be one of the first with a full squad in practice mode. Regardless of a few players missing, both Carson Wessel and Austin Christensen have had big impacts on the team in practice, and head coach Darren Miller is expecting big things out of the sophomores in January.
Well, actually, so it's been kind of a weird break because we've had a couple kids gone on a FFA mission trip. So we've had a couple of one of our starters gone and a reserve. So we've had a couple guys step up, like Carson Wessel, I thought, had a good break here. And so has Austin Christensen. So those guys have had a good break. And we've had a good, like I said, a good practice on trying to shoot the ball a little bit better and kind of working those little things like that.
Leading Audubon up until the break have been Aaron Olson and Edward Miller. Olson has led the Wheelers in assist to turnover ratio at 1.35 while knocking down 10.9 points per game. Leading in both scoring and rebounding this season is senior Edward Miller with 15.7 points and 8.9 rebounds per game. They both have been confident in their play while getting better in game time decisions.
Well, I think both of them kind of have found their groove as far as what they're good at. You know, Aaron is pretty good at attacking the rim. He's got good quickness and good athletic ability to, you know, attack the rim when it's there. And so I think that's been good for him. He's also shooting the ball pretty well too. He's shooting a lot more with confidence, a 15 footer, and shot the three well. And Edward just done a nice job as far as posting up and scoring when he can score and on people when the opportunity was there. And then if he's getting double teamed, he's able to pass it out.
Coach Miller wants his team to continue to improve on the hardwood. The team needs to revolve around one goal in order to be successful so that every Wheeler is on the same track. The defense has been tough this season, while the offense needs to see some improvement at the end of January. That only comes through repetition and teamwork on the floor to achieve that success.
Well, I want us to continue improving, and I think we've improved nicely here from the day one until this break and continue to get better at defense. And offensively, I think more will come as we get guys more comfortable in their positions and understanding when and how they can score. And so, every year our goal is to be playing your best ball at the end of the year, and that's kind of, we have the same goal. So I'm looking forward to it. I think we can do it. I think it's just a matter of just keep practicing and keep hammering away.
Audubon has a few days of practice before their game against IKM Manning this Friday. The Wolves are led by Ben Ramsey and Ross Kessel in scoring with 16.1 and 13.7 points respectively. This is a Wolves team that has shot well from the three at 34% and 39.9% from the field. If Audubon's defense continues their momentum coming into Friday, the success looks to be in their favor.
Well, against IKM Manning, we've got to be ready to play team defense and go to, you know, they got a bunch of really good shooters. So we're focusing on, you know, just being there at the right spots to be able to help each other out and knowing where their shooters are.
The Wheelers will travel to IKM Manning High School this Friday to take on the Wolves at 7:15 p.m. I'm Zach Callens reporting.